Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Money Member by Avram Golder and here Masechus Chulin Daf Pei Base, the fifth parak Osov Es Beno. The Zichu Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah lists Shechtin Egla Rufa as a Shechita She'en Ruya. The Gemara objects from a Mishnah that if the murderer was found before the Egla was decapitated, it returns to the flock because the Egla remains permitted until its decapitation. If so, shechting it should permit it in consumption. Reish Lakish quotes Rabbi Yannai saying that Egla Rufa should be removed from the Mishnah's text. However, the Gemara disproves this attribution. Rabbi Yannai said, "Gvul shemati ba v'shochachti. I heard what is the cutoff line for when an Egla Rufa becomes forbidden, but I forgot what it is, and it was determined that Yirida Salenacha Esan Osarta, its descent to the hard valley, is what prohibits it. Therefore, Rabbi Yannai could have interpreted our Mishnah to refer to shechting an Egla Rufa after its descent to the Nachal Esan." Reish Lakish derives a prohibition from Tzipori Metzora, birds used for the Metzora's purification, Meshas Lekicha, from the time of their taking for Tzipori Metzora, from Egla Rufa, which is likewise forbidden while alive. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that it is Rabbi Yochanan who removed Egla Rufa from our Mishnah. Pointing to the Mishnah states that one who shechts a cow and his two calves the same day incurs two sets of malchus, but one who shechted the two calves and then the mother, which was forbidden for two reasons, incurs only one. If one shechted a cow, its daughter, and its daughter's daughter, he incurs two sets of malchus. But if he shechted a cow and its granddaughter first, and then its daughter, thereby violating two prohibitions simultaneously, the Tanakhama obligates one set of malchus, but Simchus obligates two sets. Simchus would also argue in the Reish and say that one who shechts two calves and then the mother receives two sets of malchus. The Mishnah clearly assumes one is chai for shechting offspring and then its mother, and the Gemara asks that the Torah only forbids shechting oso ves beno, it and its offspring, but not beno ve oso, its offspring and it. It answers that the plural phrase lo sishchatu, you shall not shecht, implies that two people can be chai for shechting, meaning where a cow was shechted and then one shechted its mother and another shechted its offspring. And point number three, Abai asks Rav Yosef why Simchus obligates two sets of malchus for shechting the daughter after shechting the grandmother and granddaughter. Does he hold achol shnei zesi chelav behilam echod, chayv shtei chatos? If one ate two kazesim of chelav in one lapse of awareness, he's chayv to two chatos, and similarly, two intentional transgressions of the same prohibition in one act obligates two sets of malchus? Or does Simchus agree that one who eats two kazesim of chelev in one helam is only chayv to one chatas, and he obligates two sets of malchus in the Mishnah, because the multiple transgressions result from acts in separate bodies, meaning shechting the daughter violates shechting it the same day as its mother, and shechting it the same day as its daughter. Rav Yosef replied that Simchus indeed holds that eating two kazesim of chelev in one helam obligates two chatos. However, every proof to this assertion is deflected. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, the Mishnah lists shechting an Egla Rufa as a shechita she'en ruya. The Gemara objects from a Mishnah that if the murderer was found before the Egla was decapitated, it returns to the flock because the Egla remains permitted until its decapitation. If so, shechting it should permit it in consumption. Reish Lakish quotes Rabbi Yannai saying that Egla Rufa should be removed from the Mishnah's text. However, the Gemara disproves this attribution. Rabbi Yannai said, "Gvul shemati ba v'shochachti. I heard what is the cutoff line for when an Egla Rufa becomes forbidden, but I forgot what it is, and it was determined that Yirida Salenacha Esan Osarta, its descent to the hard valley, is what prohibits it. Therefore, Rabbi Yannai could have interpreted our Mishnah to refer to shechting an Egla Rufa after its descent to the Nachal Esan." Reish Lakish derives a prohibition from Tzipori Metzora, birds used for the Metzora's purification, Meshas Lekicha, from the time of their taking for Tzipori Metzora, from Egla Rufa, which is likewise forbidden while alive. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that it is Rabbi Yochanan who removed Egla Rufa from our Mishnah. Pointing to the Mishnah states that one who shechts a cow and his two calves the same day incurs two sets of malchus, but one who shechted the two calves and then the mother, which was forbidden for two reasons, incurs only one. If one shechted a cow, its daughter, and its daughter's daughter, he incurs two sets of malchus. But if he shechted a cow and its granddaughter first, and then its daughter, thereby violating two prohibitions simultaneously, the Tanakhama obligates one set of malchus, but Simchus obligates two sets. Simchus would also argue in the Reish and say that one who shechts two calves and then the mother receives two sets of malchus. The Mishnah clearly assumes one is chai for shechting offspring and then its mother, and the Gemara asks that the Torah only forbids shechting oso ves beno, it and its offspring, but not beno ve oso, its offspring and it. It answers that the plural phrase osishchatu, you shall not shecht, implies that two people can be chai for shechting, meaning where a cow was shechted, and then one shechted its mother, and another shechted its offspring. And point number three, Abai asks Rav Yosef why Simchas obligates two sets of malchus for shechting the daughter after shechting the grandmother and granddaughter. Does he hold achol shnei zesi chelav behilam echod, chayv shtei chatos? If one ate two kazesim of chelav in one lapse of awareness, he's chayv to two chatos, and similarly, two intentional transgressions of the same prohibition in one act obligates two sets of malchus? Or does Simchas agree that one who eats two kazesim of chelav in one helam is only chayv to one chatos, and he obligates two sets of malchus in the Mishnah, hoyo begufim muchalakim, because the multiple transgressions result from acts in separate bodies, meaning shechting the daughter violates shechting it the same day as its mother, and shechting it the same day as its daughter. Rav Yosef replied that Simchas indeed holds that eating two kazesim of chelav in one helam obligates two chatos. However, every proof to this assertion is deflected. All right, so now we get our siman daf pei beis, and our standard siman is peanut butter. Peanut butter, so here goes. The man who made the egel arufa usser in benefit by bringing it down to peanut butter valley. Watch as his friend who used a peanut buttery knife to shack the cow after shechting its daughter and mother was about to receive two sets of malchus. After he ate two kazesim of chelov and peanut butter sandwiches, behelam echad, making him liable for another two sets. Once again, slow motion. The man who made the egel arufa usser in benefit by bringing it down to peanut butter valley. Peanut butter? That must mean a duff pay base. The man who made the egel arufa usser in benefit by bringing it down to peanut butter valley, which reminds us, the Mishnah lists shechting the egel arufa as a shechita she'ena ruya. The Gemara objects from a Mishnah that if the murder was found before the egel was decapitated, it returns to the flock because the egel remains permitted until its decapitation. If so, shechting it should permit it in consumption. Rabbi Yannai said, "Gvul shmati bav shachachti." I heard what is the cutoff line for when an egel arufa becomes forbidden, but I forgot what it is. And it was determined that Yirida Sala Nachla Esan or Sarta, its descent to the hard valley, is what prohibits it. So the man who made the egel arufa usher in benefit by bringing it down to peanut butter valley watched as his friend who used a peanut buttery knife to shecht a cow after shechting its daughter and mother was about to receive two sets of malchus, which reminds us, if one shechted a cow, its daughter and its daughter's daughter, he incurs two sets of malchus. But if he shechted a cow and its granddaughter first, and then its daughter, thereby violating two prohibitions simultaneously, the Tanakama obligates one set of malchus, but Simchas obligates two sets. So the man who made the egel arufa usser in benefit by bringing it down to peanut butter valley watched as his friend who used a peanut buttery knife to shecht the cow after shechting its daughter and mother was about to receive two sets of malchus after he ate two kazesim of chelav and peanut butter sandwiches behelam echad, making him liable for another two sets, which reminds us the Gemara questions whether Simchas holds that eating two kazesim of chelav in one helam obligates two chatos. So once again, the man who made the egel arufa usser in benefit by bringing it down to peanut butter valley watched as his friend used a peanut buttery knife to shecht the cow after shechting its daughter and mother was about to receive two sets of malchus after he ate two kazesim of chelav and peanut butter sandwiches behelam echad, making him liable for another two sets. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach chazara. Daf ein ches. So the simmer daf ein ches is a child going ach. So here goes. The boys who said ach, 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 that must be run off ein ches, ach. The boys who said ach, ach, ach at chulin and kachim combinations being shechted osov es beno, which reminds us the fifth parak discusses the prohibition of osov es beno shechting an animal and one of its offspring on the same day. The Mishnah states, Osov es beno nohag ben ba'aretz ben mechutz la'aretz. The prohibition of Osov es beno applies both in Eretz Yisrael and outside Eretz Yisrael, b'fnei ha'bayis v'shelo b'fnei ha'bayis, both when the mikdash exists and when it doesn't exist, b'chun v'mukdashim, and to both unconsecrated animals and consecrated animals. The Mishnah analyzes 12 different combinations of chun and kachim cases. So the boys who said ach, ach, ach at chulin and kachim combinations being shechted osov es beno and made sure to say ach again even louder by an animal that was kalim, which is not valid for a carbon, which reminds us osov es beno applies to kalim even though kalim is not valid as a carbon. So the boys who said ach, ach, ach at chulin and kachim combinations being shechted osov es beno and made sure to say ach again even louder by an animal that was kalim, which is not valid for a carbon, stopped themselves when the shochet got to the father, because osov es beno only applies to the mother, which reminds us, in a braisa, the Tana Kama says, Oso v'esbeno nohag b'nekevos. The prohibition of Oso v'esbeno applies to females and their offspring, v'eino nohag b'zacharim, but does not apply to males and their offspring, meaning it's permitted to shek the father and its offspring on the same day. Chananya says it applies to both males and females. Daf Ein Tes is a sofer because 8 is a pen or a quill. So here goes. The sofer, that must be on Daf Ein Tes, 8, quill, pen. The sofer who is busy writing up a yichus note for each of his mules to determine with whom they may be mashadach because choshishin lezera, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda says, noladim min asus, mules which are born from a female horse, although the father is a donkey and they're crossbreeds, may be mated with each other. However, a mule born to a female donkey is forbidden to a mule born to a female horse because they're different species. Shmuel says, this is only Rav Yehuda's opinion who holds ein choshishin lezera av. We're not necessarily concerned with the father's seed. But the Chachamim say, kol minei predos achas hein. All types of mules are one species and permitted to each other. So the sofer was busy writing up a yichus note for each of his mules to determine with whom they may be mashadach because choshishin lezera av shechted his koi, which was part set and could not shecht the koi's kid on the same day, which reminds us in a braisa, the Tana Kama says that osov esbeno applies to a koi, which is a crossbreed of a goat and deer, but Rabbi Eliezer says it does not. On this stuff, Rav Chista ultimately explains that the malchokas pertains to a female koi born from a male goat and female deer, and one shechted that koi and its own offspring. The Rabbanan hold choshishin lezera av, so the koi is considered part se, and se vafil mitza se. The term se and the prohibition of osov esbeno includes even a part se, such as this koi. Moezer holds ein choshishin lezera av, so this koi is fully considered a deer. So the sofer who is busy writing up a yichus note for each of his mules to determine with whom they may be mashadach because choshishin lezera av shechted his koi, which was part se, and could not shecht the koi's kid on the same day. And gave the kohen half the zroa chaim and keva from his koi from a male deer and female goat, which reminds us, according to the rabbanan, who are uncertain if we are choshishin lezera av, it's unknown if a koi is fully a goat and completely liable for matanos, or a half deer and only half is liable in matanos. Since this is a monetary question, the burden of proof is on the kohen, and the owner is only required to give him half the matanos. And this is what the rabbanan mean when they say that the koi is liable. Moezer holds differently. Daf Pei. So the Siman Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. The painter. That must be on Daf Pei. The painter who is working on different portraits of a koi, which reminds us, in a braisa, four opinions are cited as to the identity of a koi. The Tana Kama says it's a El Habar, the species known as the wild ram. Some say it's Habar min Atayshim Netzvia, the offspring which comes from a goat and a deer. Two more opinions are cited. So the painter who is working on different portraits of a koi told his assistant to paint a large sign that says Shchita Shein Aruya to be displayed by Kachim, which reminds us, Rabbi Shai says Shchita of Kachim is always considered Shchita Shein Aruya. The Mishnah taught that if an animal and its offspring are both Kachim, and one shechted both inside the Mikdash, the first is valid, and the second incurs malchus for osov esbeno and is invalid since it could not yet be sacrificed. But according to Rabbi Shimon, shechting kachim is always a shechita shein ruyahi, because as long as he didn't do zrikas adam, the meat is not permitted in consumption. Thus, the second shechita would not incur malchus and would be valid. So the painter who is working on different portraits of a koi told his assistant to paint a large sign that says shechita shein ruyah to be displayed by kachim. After the order for the sign for Mechusar's Man that was intended for animals whose mothers had been shechted that day got canceled, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why our Mishnah doesn't mention that one who shechts an animal and its offspring of Kachim in the Mikdash also should receive Malkus for sacrificing Mechusar's Man, a premature carbon, since the carbon could not be offered until the next day. The Gemara first answers that although he actually does incur Malkus for Mechusar's Man, our Mishnah is not listing Lave Nuchrai, peripheral transgressions. Alternatively, Rabbi Zera answers that one does not receive Malkus for shechting a Mechusar's Man because Hakasav Niknuk Ase, the Pasuk remedied it with a positive commandment. Daf Pei Off. So the Siman Daf Pei Off is a grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa cows were reminiscing sadly about the day their offspring were shechted, osov esbeno, and the shochtim didn't even receive malchus because one grandkid was an ola, which is not eaten, and the other wayward grandkid was a shor niskal, which is a shechita she'en ruya. When they heard yelling from outside where a man was warning a shochet not to shecht osov esbeno to no avail, since he was shechting it for avodah zorah, and chayvi misa shoygiging, don't get malchus. So once again, it's a motion. The grandpa cow's grandpa. That must be on Duff Pei Aleph. The grandpa cows were reminiscing sadly about the day their offspring were shechted, Oso Ves Beno, and the Shochtim didn't even receive malchus because one grandkid was an Ola, which reminds us, Rava says that if one sacrifices an Ola, and then it's Chulin's mother, he's not Chai because an Ola Shechita is not Shechita Basachila, a Shechita fit for consumption since it's completely burned on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says, Achila's Mizbeach Shema Achila, the Mizbeach's consumption is called consumption. So the grandpa cows were reminiscing sadly about the day their offspring were shechted, Oso Ves Beno, and the Shochan didn't even receive malchus because one grandkid was an Ola, which is not eaten, and the other wayward grandkid was a Shor Niskal, which is a Shechita She'ena Ruya, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if one shechs an animal which is later found to be a Trefa, or shechs for Avodah Zorah, or Paraduma, or Shor Niskal, or Negla Rufa, and then shechs its parent or offspring that day, Rabbi Shimon exempts him from Malkus for Oso Ves Beno because he holds Shechita She'ena Ruya Lo Shema Shechita. Shechita, which is not fit, meaning does not permit the animal to be eaten, is not considered Shechita. The Chachamim say he's Chai because they hold Shechita She'en Ruya is considered Shechita. So the grandpa cows were reminiscing sadly about the day their offspring were shechted, Oso Ves Beno, and the Shochtim didn't even receive malchus because one grandkid was an Ola, which is not eaten, and the other wayward grandkid was a Shor Niskal, which is a Shechita She'en Ruya. When they heard yelling from outside where a man was warning a Shochet not to shecht Oso Ves Beno to no avail, since he was shechting it for Avodah Zorah, and Chayvim Misa Shogiging, don't get malchus, which reminds us, Reish Lakish says, that if one shechted one animal for consumption and its parent or offspring for Avodah Zorah, he's patur from malchus for Oso Ves Beno, the kamlei by the rabbi mine, because he's chai for the greater punishment, meaning stoning for idolatry. Rav Yochanan said that one would incur malchus where they warned him that shechting the animal would violate Oso Ves Beno, but didn't warn him about the idolatry violation. Since he's not executed for the idolatry, he does receive malchus. Reish Lakish disagrees, given the Giyasube patur, since had they warned him about the idolatry, he would be patur from malchus. He's also patur when they didn't warn him about the idolatry. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you have about a koi regarding Oso Ves Beno? That's on daf Ayin Tes. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you have whether one is completely liable to give the Zeruah Chaim and Kev of a koi to a kohen, or he only has to give half of the matanos? That's on daf Ayin Tes. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you discuss if Simcha holds that one who eats 2 kazesim of chelev, the Helam Echad, is chayv 2 chatos? That's on daf Pebes. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you mokos if choshishin lezera of regarding mules? That's on daf Ein Tes. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you have b'malchok is if shechita she'en ruya shema shechita, such as in a case of Oso Ves Beno where one of the animals is a shor niskal? That's on daf Pay off. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that if one shechs an animal and finds a sholya, one who is not squeamish may eat it because it's permitted with the animal shechita? That's on daf Ein Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss multiple violations of Oso Ves Beno with a single shechita, such as in the case of shechting a grandmother and granddaughter and then the mother? That's on daf Bebes. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss what the din is if the sholya partially emerged from the womb and if there's a concern for a second fetus? That's on daf Ein Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you learn that nitod tzoma segin if the junction of sinews on the hind leg was removed, the animal is a trefa? That's on daf Ein Vav. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you learn that an egla rufa becomes prohibited after its descent to Nachal Esan? That's on daf Hey, base.
Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.